With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The city of Minneapolis remains a city on edge as protests continue against an immigration crackdown. The Trump administration is defending aggressive crowd control tactics used by federal agents as President Trump considers using a rarely used legal tool. Retired Brigadier General Michael McDaniel says the president does have the authority to invoke the Insurrection Act.
There is no question that the President of the United States can use the Insurrection Act as legal authority to call out National Guard troops. The last time this was done was in 1992 by George Herbert Walker Bush because of the riots in L.A.
But McDaniel says the troops are limited in what they can do. U.S. forces in the Caribbean Sea have seized another sanctioned oil tanker. It's part of a broader effort to take control of the South American country's oil. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on yesterday's White House visit by this year's Nobel Peace Prize winner.
Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado met with President Trump at the White House. The president had been lobbying for the Peace Prize. It went to Machado.
I presented the President of the United States the medal. The
president confirmed on social media Machado had left the medal for him to keep, and he said it was an honor to meet her. Machado says she presented the medal
as a recognition for his unique commitment with our freedom.
The two discussed Venezuela's future, despite the president's doubts about Machado's leadership. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The 22-year-old Utah man charged with killing Charlie Kirk is due back in court today. His attorneys are seeking to disqualify prosecutors in the case. This is SRN News. Americans don't have a lot of confidence in the clergy, as we hear from correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 57% of adults believe that the country's religious leaders will act in the best interest of the public. That's down from 63% 5 years ago. By contrast, 75% of Americans think the military will act in the best interest of the public, 77% feel the same about scientists, and 70% believe this about the police. At the bottom of the charts, elected officials. Just 27% think they'll do any good. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says he's blocking Louisiana's attempt to extradite a doctor in the Golden State accused of mailing abortion pills. Louisiana has some of the strongest pro-life laws in the country, while California law does not. Newsom says extraditing the doctor would have violated an executive order he signed. This is SRN News. There's huge demand for tickets to this year's Summer's World Cup.
World Soccer's governing body has received more than 500 million ticket requests for this year's World Cup. Outside the host countries, the most requests come from Germany, England, and Brazil. FIFA is asking for up to $8,600 per ticket, although after criticism, it did announce $60 tickets for every game available through national federations. The most requested match, Colombia versus Portugal, June 27th in Miami Gardens, Florida. Rich Thomason reporting.
An ailing astronaut is back on Earth. The crew of four has returned, ending their space station mission more than a month early in NASA's first medical evacuation. The capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the coast of San Diego, and officials said the astronaut in question is fine right now and in good spirits. More details at srnnews.com.